Oppression of all kinds is injustice. Let us be kind to the humankind. Let us treat with dignity and respect all people of all races, irrespective of religion, caste, language, and gender differences. Let us be kind, especially to people of lower status, the elderly, females, children, and those who are poor. This is Dr. Kondur Abraham welcoming you to Life Changes radio broadcast. Rejoice in His holy name. He is exalted, the King is exalted on high. And I will praise His name.
Hello, hello. Today's featured audio track is by an artist named Lisa Thomas. She's a personal friend of mine, actually. We recorded this song here in the Life Changer studio. It's a cover song. It's called All That I Need.
Where my Hello, my friend. How are you? I'm doing a series on happy relationships, and this is the third one in the series, and I'm glad you joined us. So let's go right into it. Manohar is 45 years old. He has an excellent career, and financially he is doing well. He surprised his friends and family members by a suicidal attempt one night. When inquired about the reasons for his suicidal attempt, it became very clear that it was nothing but a quarrel with his wife that led to the incident. While analyzing the matter further, it was found that he had been having frequent personality conflicts with his wife for a long time. To make matters worse, he also had conflicting issues with his boss. But the last incident that pulled the trigger was a quarrel with his wife. Does it sound familiar to you? We may have control on pain, debilitating symptoms of sickness, worry, anxiety, and all such problems. For many of these, we may even find medication to help us. But a problem for which there is no medication is interpersonal problems. This is what pushes us over the edge most of the times. Once I struggled with a lady who was seriously considering suicide. During my conversation with her, I found that she was extremely angry with her husband, and her main reason for her suicidal plan was that she wanted to take revenge on him. She complained that he only cared about his own brothers and sisters, and that he did not talk to her directly. If he wanted anything at home, he asked their daughter. Obviously, there was no communication between them. Finally, she decided to kill herself so that she can take revenge on him. We hear such stories all the time in our world. People resorting to self-destructive actions when relationships fail. We see this phenomena both among young and old. My earliest memory of hanging is that of a young person who hanged to death when he was not allowed to continue his relationship with a girl that he loved a lot. My earliest memory of stabbing is that of a girl who was severely wounded by her own boyfriend when something went wrong in that relationship. These kinds of incidents are taking place always all over the world. What is the reason for it? Relationship problems. As human beings, we have not made much progress in getting along with others. We stumble and fail in relationships, although the precipitating reasons are so small and insignificant. Personally, I think if we practice just a fraction of what our religions teach, we will make significant strides in relationships. If we can practice a fraction of our prayers, we will truly make a difference. We pray for the world, undermining the little things that we can do to make the people around us happy. Let me discuss with you when relationship issues can push us over the edge. Number one, when relationships are too enmeshed, too close that we lose individuation and objectivity. In other words, too much attachment with little or no room for detachment to think objectively may not be very healthy. Secondly, when a person is extremely dependent on others, thus placing oneself in a vulnerable position to be pushed over the edge. This happens usually when they are denied of something. When a person is extremely touchy and sensitive, placing oneself in a position to be easily hurt, that's the third reason. When a person is extremely touchy and sensitive, then when a person expects everybody to be all loving toward him or her. In the real world, we know we cannot be loved or accepted by everybody. And then when a person sees relationship problems as a major catastrophe in life. On the other hand, if we can think that relationship problems are unavoidable sometimes, and that it is okay to have some friction, some quarrels, some misunderstanding, etc., then we won't be too disappointed. And then finally, when there is too much of restriction and punishment in a relationship, that can also push people over the edge. Recently, a young girl made a serious suicidal attempt because her parents and an older sibling were extremely restrictive and punishing to her. She felt like she had no one to turn to. Remember, all of us need room to grow and mature. Sometimes, when parents are too controlling and punishing, they can push their children over the edge. Friends, thank you for listening to Life Changers. I'd like you to take a few moments and write to me and let me know that you heard this program. That will encourage me to continue this radio ministry. I'm really interested in knowing where exactly you listen to me from, what state, you know, what country. So please let me know you listen to this program, and also let me know how clear the program was. And when you write to me, do mention your prayer needs and counseling needs. I will definitely get back with you and also send you our quarterly newsletter. And in addition, I will also send you a special gift. So please write to me. I'm going to give you two addresses. The first address is in India. The address is Life Changers, FIBA Radio Box 25066. That's again FIBA Radio Box 25066, Bangalore 560025, India. The address in the United States is Dr. KB Abraham, P.O. Box 550032, Fort Lauderdale, Florida 33355, USA. That address again is Dr. KB Abraham, P.O. Box 550032, Fort Lauderdale, Florida 33355, USA. And my email address is kbabraham@aol.com. kbabraham@aol.com. When you write, please do request for a copy of my book titled Life Changes with 52 Inspirational Radio Talks. Thank you for tuning to Life Changes, and I hope you will tune in again next week at the same time. This is Dr. KB Abraham, producer, and Tom John, engineering, saying goodbye for now, and may God bless you.